It's me, Charlie. Just got the Iridium phone. Sound quality's incredible.
Hell's bells, Bass. I can hear you just as if you're in the next room. That Iridium phone is amazing.
I can see now why it's such a popular commodity down here.
Bass, everything I'm about to tell you is to be considered need to know only. Don't reference it in any of your official reports and have Honolulu scribble it out of the body camera feeds.
I understand, Charlie. What's the situation?
The past decade or so, there's been lots of internal U.S. interest in the South Pole Station. We've managed to keep most of the more exotic items contained within the U.S. intelligence community. However, word started leaking out after they uninstalled the old dome and added the new elevated station.
And by exotic, are you trying to insinuate that the alternate realities, demons, and so forth?
No. By exotic, I'm talking about neutrino experiments, geological samples found in the ice cores, all the egghead stuff. Probably looking for some way to weaponize it. As far as the gremlins and goblins, it's all hooey. Lose them donkey brains, boy.
So, do we know any of the players are yet? I'm assuming Beauregard Lowen is in the mix.
They are pitching this ball game, yeah. In addition to the National Science Foundation. It appears that the Defense Intelligence Agency is also in the mix.
The DIA. You know what that means. Jocelyn is involved.
Hold your horses, son. We don't know she's involved in this just yet. The DIA is a large outfit. Could be anybody.
I'm sticking with my hunch.
The NSF is aware of the interests and have been trying to keep everybody at bay. However, in the last couple of years, internal rifts have been forming.
Rifts?
There are portions of the NSF executive leadership who are fighting hard to keep the intelligence agencies out of their business and stop any attempts at meddling. Others in the leadership are content to look the other way. In any event, it's a sore point within the Science Foundation. There is also a fourth player, more elusive. Nobody in the know can really put their finger on.
So then the communication of the Chinese embassy could have a lot more to do with our homicide than we suspected.
Sounds like a distinct possibility, Bass. In any event, it's why there's so much pressure to get you to clear suspects, get them off the station, and find the killer. You being there is interfering with whatever political chess game these people have going on.
So what do I need to do?
The homicide investigation is still our primary concern, and we need to stay focused on that. However,
keep my eyes open and my head on a swivel.
That's my boy. We'll check back in 36 hours.
It was nice of you to take a break and have lunch with me.
Well, if we're being honest here, it was also an excuse to make sure everything was still going well with the baby steps.
It's still challenging, for sure. Most days are nerve-wracking, but lately, it hasn't been as bad.
Afternoon, Deputy Marshal.
Afternoon. I've seen how much effort you've been putting into this. It's impressive, the difference in just a month.
Thank you. This was not a bad idea. Walking around the station, just getting used to having to people being around me.
It's not too overwhelming, I hope.
It's not overly comfortable, but I'm not having the flight instinct.
I need to get back to my work in a bit, but in the meantime, if this does get to be too much, let me know.
Hey there, Mr. Marlowe.
Good afternoon.
How is your investigation going?
Slowly, but good strides are being made. I'm sorry, I can't go into the...
Into details on an active investigation, I yeah. remember. I guess it's probably prudent, since I have no alibi.
Hey, guys!
Mr. Kelly?
Yet another way this anxiety negatively affects me.
Listen, half the Wind Rovers didn't have any alibi around the time of the murder. Even those who did, almost everybody had some reason to not like Dr. Rodney. There is no shortage of motives to go around.
Still, I've never been a suspect before.
Person of interest, Kendra. Not a suspect.
Well, how are they different?
Suspects typically are closely connected or indirectly connected to the crime. A person of interest may have information about that same crime. However, there is no evidence of factors that exist which would indicate direct involvement.
Well then, I guess between the But two, I like being interesting better than a suspect.
Yeah.
Hey there, Mr. Marlowe.
Dr. Gannon, good day.
Bass, why are... Everybody seems so friendly today.
Are they?
Bass, what do you know?
I'm guessing that, well, most likely people weren't expecting to see you out and about and talking to, well, I mean, honestly, anybody.
You mean you?
I mean anybody. They probably think...
Oh, my word. Now, aren't you two as cute as dimples on a baby's butt?
That. They probably think that. Hi, Miss June. Dr. Jennings and I are on an after-lunch walk. Helps the digestion and getting the meal to settle.
Oh, of course. Digestion. Well, just so happens I'm headed to the galley myself for a late lunch. Maybe I'll try walking afterwards, too. Y'all have fun now. But remember your manners, deputy, or everybody else will. Toodaloo.
People think we're...
Friends on an afternoon walk. I don't know what they're thinking, Kendra. What I do know is that people, they notice change. Notice that when things are different. You, in public, that's different. That's wonderful. And I bet, in time, when you're ready, they'd like to get to know you as well.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Like I said, when you are ready.
Bass, what is your intention with this?
You and I this?
Yes.
Right now, in this exact moment, I'm talking with a friend. A very intelligent, inquisitive, dedicated on improving herself, and yes, I will admit, attractive friend. That said, I've only known this friend for a short while. I don't know where things are going. I don't know if more complex feelings would arise for situations like this, and it has been a while. I seem to remember taking things one day at a time worked quite well. So, to answer your question, my intention is to continue being a friend, and then we'll see where that takes us.
Pretty good answer, Bass. Honest?
Hey, I've been nothing but honest with you, and I'll always be. I have nothing to hide. You're seeing the true me. I mean, literally. You've seen me naked. Doesn't get more truer than that. And in my defense, it was 100 below zero, freezing winds, and we're in Antarctica, so no judging, okay?
Look, I have no... I'm not sure why, but you're very easy to talk to. I don't have to struggle to have a conversation. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Give it time. Remember, baby steps. Don't rush. You set the pace you are comfortable with.
Deputy Marshal?
Go ahead.
Sir, they're ready for you in the B1 dorms.
Okay, I'm on my way. Kendra, duty calls. I have to go, but I enjoyed catching up. Maybe next time, coffee in the galley?
I'd like that.
Me too. See you later.
Bass?
Yeah?
That night, the 300 Club? Things didn't look all that cold to me.
Son of a bitch. This is Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe, Rodney Homicide Investigation. Today is the 12th of November, 2021, 1330 hours. With me are Station Chief of Facilities Ezekiel Bustamante and Dr. Carl Jovac, Head Scientist and Dr. Rodney's Supervisor. Today, Dr. Rodney's personal belongings are being collected for delivery to his next of kin. It has taken some time, but a distant aunt in Missoula, Montana was finally located. Dr. Rodney has no close living relatives we could locate. His wife has declined the belongings as they had long-standing marital issues. Although the room was photographed the same day the body was found, as well as having been processed initially upon the first days of my arrival, I want to take a second look. Gentlemen, if you would please put on the purple gloves I provided. Thank you. Room has been sealed since I last searched. My personal seal on the door was intact and not tampered with. Room itself is slightly larger than your standard Amundsen Scott berth, designed specifically for long-term inhabitants. All contractors occupy floor one, while science and medical staff occupy floor two. In opposition to its former occupant, the room is very basic and uncomplicated. Absence of any familiar photos or knickknacks, no personal decoration or any item with perceived intrinsic value. Dr. Jovac, I'll start handing you items to pack while Zeke keeps a running log for inventory.
I'm ready, lawman.
Dr. Jovac?
Oh, yes, of course. Picking the carcass bones now, as I see.
Diane beginning an audio manifest to be accompanied and cross-verified by independent station personnel, specifically the aforementioned Mr. Bustamante. Textbooks, 2. Advanced Astrophysics by Neb Durek and Dark Matter in Astro and Particle Physics, Dark 2002.
Got it.
1 stapler, black, and 1 clear tape dispenser.
Got it.
1 desk lamp, black, LED bulb. Brand name has been worn off. It's still plugged in. Give me a second. Okay. Well, hello. How did you get there?
What is it, Deputy Marshal? Did you find something? A clue, maybe? There, Scooby-Doo?
Diane, I've just discovered what appears to be a thumb drive, taped to the bottom of a sliding desk drawer with electrical tape. I'm moving to get my phone and photograph for evidence. I think let's clear this out first. Inside the drawer we have 6 ballpoint pens, 6 pencils, paper clips, staples, staple remover, and whiteout.
Should we see what's on the thumb drive? I didn't believe he still had hate mail from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, not yet, Doctor. I want to dust the bottom of this drawer, tape, and thumb drive for prints. I'll set this off to the side while we finish clearing the room. Nothing in this filing cabinets. Beginning with the clothing dresser. 7 t-shirts. White. Cotton. 7 pairs of socks. 7 pairs of trousers. Various colors and styles. Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe. Rodney homicide investigation continuance. Re-examination of private living quarters resulted in discovery of a small external thumb drive, 8 gigabytes, much smaller in capacity than the missing drive from Dr. Rodden's office. Examination of the cabinet underside revealed only 1 set of fingerprints. Match was able to be established with Dr. Rodney. Similar results with partial prints found on electrical tape as well as thumb drive. Thumb drive contents were not encrypted, nor password protected. If not for the security seal I placed on the door and framed at the berth, I would suspect this item had been planted after the fact. To not have this drive protected almost suggests Dr. Rodney wanted it to be discovered. Contents of the drive held a 12 individual email correspondence. I'm considering sending this off to Honolulu for Fiona's cybercrime unit to examine for any potential hidden or masked files. Okay, Diane. Everything here on out is OTR. The 12 emails were all between Wainwright and somebody in Colorado with a Bolo email address, M. Dantes. Wainwright is providing technical updates and status of something called Project Atlas. He mentions Dr. Jovac, Dr. Van Zandt, as well as Dr. Rodney in 2 separate emails. Also interesting, he mentioned the ice caves and new security precautions. Whatever this Atlas is, as far as I can discern, only 4 station occupants were familiar with it, and 1 of them was murdered. Dr. Wainwright just got bumped to the top of my suspect list with Jovac, Van Zandt, and Reno Dave right behind. I was debating telling Wainwright about the contents of the drive. However, I think I may have come up with a much better use for it. I'm going to say this thing was password protected, that I need to send it back to the States for evidence evaluation to unlock its secrets. Lay a little trap. An idea wise Janitor once told me about hunting prey through the forest.
Recording started.
Let's get started, please. Ladies, gentlemen, and those beyond the binary, thank you for gathering so quickly today. I know there's a lot of information swirling around regarding my investigation. I know, especially for the 10 of you who should have departed already, a lot has been asked of you.
Too much.
I know, Mr. Nichols, and I'm not oblivious to this. It's in part why I asked all remaining 30 Winter Rovers and Mr. Recha to attend today, so I can provide you with updates, and while I'm not going to be able to go into specifics, it was suggested that providing some insight might help the overall process.
Am I going home anytime soon, or what?
I'm working with an incredible number of resources and assistance from the Marshal Service, FBI, as well as NSF staff to expedite the search for Dr. Rodney's killer.
What a wonderful idea, Deputy Marshal. I'm glad it just came to you.
Recently, during a review of Dr. Rodney's birth and person effects as they were being packaged for return to his family, we came upon an item that had been hidden.
What was it that you found?
What item?
I can't really go into specifics on what was discovered. What I can tell you is that if this item provides the answers I think it will, I may be able to use this information to swiftly zero in on our killer.
So is this about that purple thumb drive doohickey then?
Well, that's what I heard too.
Me too, duder.
I'm sorry, but I can't confirm nor deny.
Was it in the cabinet or taped underneath? Because I heard both.
I can't really go into the details on this.
Keenan said that it had hidden video footage. Is that true, Deputy Marshal?
Yeah, well, Keenan also thinks that Tupac fakes his own death, so, you know.
Wait, Tupac's dead? When did this happen?
Seriously, guys. Oh, my bad, lawman. Didn't know you wanted that to be kept on the low low. Regardless, I can't officially confirm what was discovered, but I can say I'm extremely optimistic on its value to my investigation.
Then come on already. If this thing here is a smoking gun or whatever, do your Sherlock Holmes thing and cuff the murdering punk so I can get back to Boston and whatnot. Bruin season tickets and whatnot over here going unused. Fuck.
Mr. Ferguson, my life, all our lives, would be much simpler if it were that easy. Unfortunately, I need to send this item to Honolulu for professional analysis. The next Hercules LC-130 set to drop supplies and head back to McMurdo is set for... when again, Miss June?
On Thursday, darling.
On Thursday, the 18th. It should be in Honolulu 2 days after, and with the confidence I have with our forensic teams in the Hawaii office, I'm willing to bet that by this time next week, I'll have the data, and with luck, a prime suspect should be easily identifiable.
Oh boy, this is fantastic news.
Let's not get too overly excited, people. Deputy Marshal Marlowe said his entire process will take a week. We all need to stay focused on our work and research responsibilities and not let this endeavor distract us.
Dr. Wainwright, for the first time, you and I are in agreement upon something. I'm glad people are excited, and if it helps reduce your understandable frustrations, then my intention worked. But as Dr. Wainwright points out, it's best to keep to your normal routines for now. Thank you for coming here, and as soon as I'm able, I'll provide more updates.
All right, everybody. Thank you for attending. Now that we have this information to digest, I suggest we go back and continue with our days.
What's up, Zeke? How come you told me to make sure Miss June knew exactly what we found, and then say I didn't know not to tell nobody?
Because I knew that once this got out to Cheryl Lynn, that it'd only be a matter of hours before the rumor made its way across the station. She's a gossip tabloid on her own.
You know, lawman, if and I'm the killer, and if and I just heard that you had something that was about to fry my fish, I'm gonna be doing anything I can to get to that evidence.
Zeke, I'm counting on it.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.